I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Early voting concludes this Saturday ahead of next week's primary election in North Carolina. Voters will decide nominees for a large number of races in the fall. In western North Carolina, choosing a new member of Congress headlines the list of elections on the ballot. The 11th Congressional District has new lines this year, ensuring all of the westernmost portion of the state is in the same district. It also has no incumbent. Up to the morning of December 19th of last year, the election in the 11th District was on a set and somewhat predictable course. Then, incumbent Republican Mark Meadows, one of President Trump's closest allies in D.C., decided he wasn't running for a fifth term. While the Republican side saw a barrage of candidate filings, the Democratic side saw a major shift in campaigning. The race was no longer about the incumbent, but about candidates trying to distinguish themselves in a crowded field. For the 2018 Democratic nominee Philip Price, it changed whether he'd campaign at all. Just hours before Meadows' surprise retirement announcement, Price endorsed another Democratic candidate. But with the incumbent out, Price jumped back in, looking to do better than his 39% showing in the 2018 general election.
I never dreamed that I would run for public office growing up, and so I haven't prepared myself for this over the years of growing up. It's just over the last 3 years or so, I felt that the working class has been left out of the equation. The working people have been denied a seat at the table of governance.
Michael O'Shea was the candidate Price endorsed, ever so briefly. The youngest candidate in the field echoes other millennial Democrats in focusing on inequality and climate change.
There's a saying, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're probably on the menu. We're living in the only decade we have to really fix climate change and avoid disastrous ramifications for future generations, and ramifications I will have to live through personally. So I'm seeking to represent my generation and really address this issue of climate change head on.
Gina Colias is no stranger to running for Congress, but 2020 is a far cry for her from 2018 when she ran as a Republican in North Carolina's 10th district. She's since changed party affiliations and districts too, as the 11th was redrawn at court order and now includes all of Asheville and Buncombe County.
My temperature rises when I see injustice and those in power acting like the rules and laws do not apply to them. No one is above the law. I saw this in 2016 when I worked with a group of volunteer attorneys investigating the Electoral College voting abuses here in North Carolina and across the country. That same year, as a volunteer precinct attorney for North Carolina Women Attorneys for Hillary Clinton, I was shocked by the election and knew that change had to come from us, from regular people.
Steve Woodsmall has been in the race the longest, having declared his candidacy early last year. The Air Force veteran and member of the Transylvania County Planning Board also ran in 2018, coming in second to Price in the Democratic primary.
I believe health care is a fundamental right of everybody in this country. People shouldn't have to choose between going to the doctor and buying groceries. And that's something I'm going to address when I get to Congress.
Mo Davis is also an Air Force veteran. He recently returned to North Carolina after retiring from a long career, which included being chief prosecutor at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Facility.
There's an opportunity to win this time that we haven't had in over a decade. It's about a 5 to 8 point Republican lean. And I think with my background that I've got the record and I've got the reach and the resources to win this race and make it competitive this time.
The chances for Democrats to flip this seat, like what happened in 2006 when Heath Shuler won with similar district lines, are still pretty long, says Western Carolina University political scientist Dr. Chris Cooper.
It is drawn in a slightly different way, and that slightly can be very important. And I think the district has also changed, certainly, over the last few years. Shuler actually beat an incumbent, right? Shuler beat Charles Taylor, who was a multi-term member of Congress. And Shuler was definitely to the right of all of these folks that are running right now on the Democratic side.
Cooper said the 11th went from a safe Republican district to a leans Republican district when the new district lines were drawn. And he says Meadows' retirement did nothing to change that. I'm Matt Bush.